Good morning, y'all. It is 2:34 a.m., but this is very important. What I gotta cover, Miss Beyonce, Giselle Knowles Carter, put out a video a few hours ago to shut all the haters up, to snatch all of our wigs, and to remind y'all that Beyonce is better than you in every possible way. So Beyonce put out her hair products, Sacred, love the name so much, C-E-C-R-E-D for Beyonce. And apparently there's a Sacred Wash Day, which, you know, genius marketing move. Sacred could do whatever it wants. It's Beyonce's products. And what did Beyonce do? What did she do? And at what time did she do it? In the middle of the night, Beyonce released a video of her natural hair. Beyonce has been in the game for 25 years, and she has not shown us her hair. There was one time when I saw a photo of Beyonce's hair, and it was past her shoulders, and it looked extremely thin, flat ironed to death. Now I don't even know if that picture was photoshopped. And I remember one time she went to a Laker game, and her hairstyle said this is her hair, and that was the other year, and it looked pretty good. And it was, what, about 3 inches maybe past her shoulders. Now Beyonce's hair is basically to her waist, and then Beyonce chopped off all her hair, gave herself a pixie cut. She did that about a decade ago, because about a decade ago is when her and her husband were having issues. And what did she do? Like what so many women do, she chopped off all of her hair. And there was only like one photo she posted, or a few photos with a pixie cut. Y'all remember it. She was in a mirror, and the photos were taken from the back, and she was in a pixie cut. Like, basically, her hair was, like, about an inch and a half long. And that was it. We seen Beyonce with hair an inch long a decade ago, supposedly with her real hair out at a Laker game, like, a year and a half ago. Then she comes out with Sacred, and everybody's just like, okay, well, I need to see Beyonce's hair, because Kelly Rowland put out a video where Kelly Rowland's hair looks, it's so thick and shiny, it looks like a wig. I know it's not a wig, but I'm like, how is it so thick and shiny? That was Kelly Rowland. So everybody's like, okay, well, Beyonce out here with a hair care line, but where is the footage? Where are the receipts? We want to see her real hair, because people are trying to be like, I'm not about to buy Sacred without seeing Beyonce's hair. So what did Beyonce do? She dropped a video on us where she is parting her hair to show us her scalp. What is happening? What is going on? What did we just witness, y'all? I'm putting the link in the description to this episode. Only Queen Beyonce, I'ma call her, could do this. She's the only one. Beyonce has better hair than all y'all. So in the video, Beyonce says she starts the video early. It's a video that shows her getting her hair done. And she has her voiceover saying, quote, now that Sacred is known for the quality of what it does for your hair, I think it's about time I show y'all what it does for mine. There's nothing in the world like the conditioner. Nothing in the world. I like it. I think she said, I like it. I'm not saying it how she said it. But then it's when Beyonce shuts us up with the visuals. She didn't even have to say what I'm about to say, she said. She didn't have to say it. She showed us the visuals. Beyonce said, quote, the stigma and misconception is that people that wear wigs don't have long and healthy hair. That's some bullshit, because it ain't nobody business. I said, what? You said what? I know you lying, Beyonce. Okay, let's unpack this. Everybody does think, not just wigs, you should have also said people who wear wigs and weaves. But yes, the misconception and the, I would say the stereotype too is a great word to use. The stereotype is that if you wear wigs or extensions or weaves, you ain't got no hair and that's why you're doing it. And Beyonce says that's some bullshit because it ain't nobody's business. And it's true. Think about what Beyonce does for a living. She always has to be camera ready. She's always forward facing and camera ready. To do your hair essentially every day, to be multiple places in a day, multiple performances, multiple appearances, mostly multiple appearances or interacting with people, to have to do your hair every day is a hassle unless you have a shaved head, you know, and could just get up and go. So I understand why Beyonce is always up in some fake hair and in some wigs specifically. And I'm glad she addressed that, though, because that is what people like to say. And she shut everybody down because, you know, I would assume Beyonce maybe had shoulder length hair. I wouldn't think it was about to tap her ass, but her hair goes all the way down to her booty hole. Okay. So then Beyonce also says, quote, I like to blow dry my hair on medium heat because I like to use as little heat as possible. I've chosen color over relaxers. My hair has never grown so long, never been so moisturized. My hair is flourishing. Yes, it is, bitch. We saw the proof. We saw the receipts. You gave us them visuals. We did not get visuals for Renaissance. We don't need them. Sacred, this sacred video, that was the visuals that we needed. So, and then I have some tweets here. Beyonce, and I don't have the people's names that I'm reading. So tweet number one that I'm reading, it says Beyonce saying that Sacred helps her hair grow long basically confirms my suspicion that Sacred helps with hair growth. Two of my friends said they had bald areas and now hair is growing there. That was one tweet. A second tweet I'm reading, it says, Beyonce intentionally sharing her Sacred wash day routine now is such a genius move. She said she wanted us to see how it works for us. The hype to be organic. She wanted regular users to see the benefits before she shows us her routine. Third tweet I'm reading, only two more to go. It says, one, she shut y'all annoying asses up about her using the products. Two, promoted Sacred. Three, promoted Cowboy Carter's best bop bodyguard. I don't believe bodyguard is the best bop at all. And number four, the fourth tweet I'm going to read, now losers who are demanding to see her real hair before you buy Sacred, I want to see your order confirmation. Now, one girl, she already posted what was in her shopping cart. She had the whole line, hair care line in her shopping cart. I have not bought Sacred yet, and I am ashamed. Like, after seeing this video, I've been shamed into purchasing these products. I don't know. I think I didn't buy them. I'm not going to give an excuse for it. I'm not going to explain it. I didn't buy Sacred yet. And then Beyonce drops this video and people are saying good things about it. And I heard, you know, podcasts I listened to, the host, they went and they to the Sacred event and they hyped up Sacred, and it's not that I didn't believe in it, but yeah, I just wasn't racing to buy it. But the way how Beyonce is and her team, they're a marketing genius. And then Beyonce really sounded emotional as the video nears the end about how she's so proud of the products and the community and she's so happy that people are happy with it. And I'm just like, wow. And what's so exciting, like when Sacred first came out, I thought to myself, I was like, you know what? Sacred is going to keep releasing products, period. To me, at least that's what I believe. Maybe hair care is a little slightly different than like a skincare line, but I just felt like Sacred is going to keep on releasing products, and I'm interested to see what they come up with, because I do trust that the quality has to be like the way how Beyonce probably annihilated all her competitors when she came out with Sacred, when she came out with it. But the way how this video is going to generate millions of dollars in sales within one day, within straight 24 hours, and the way how Beyonce is out here shitting on hoes, shitting on bald-headed bitches. And I mean, the way how this product is going to fly off the shelves in the warehouse. And then I heard that when you order Sacred, you get that shit in like 2 days. They are playing no games. I mean, I'm impressed. I'm impressed that she put out a product where you basically get it in 2 days. She's out here letting us know her hair ain't never looked so good. And yeah, I agree. I believe it. And then towards the end of the video, you see the Sacred launch event. You see that she was wearing her real hair. And I thought it was a weave. I was going to say wit. No, I thought it was a weave. Why wouldn't I think it's a weave? Her hair is so gorgeous. It looks like a weave. What? Oh, I'm so happy. I love when a bad bitch is able to silence her haters. That is what Beyonce did today. But she also drove sales. She also created a large, or she created demand for Sacred. I mean, okay, what can I say? The queen. There's nothing Beyonce can't do, because Beyonce is a perfectionist. And if she puts her foot into anything, it's going to be great. So go and buy Sacred. And I need to follow my own advice and buy it too. All right. Talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.